All right, Peter Wolf there, belting it out, Lovitis, off of the Jay Giles Band from 1975, Hotline, Lovitis. Anyways, it is 744, what did I say, minus 2 degrees in the valley here, going up to plus one today, with the possibility of a skiff of snow by the sounds of it. Anyways, we had a bit of a barn burner of a hockey game last night. The Thundercats were taking on the top team of the Kootenai Conference Division. And, we were thinking that it might have been a tough game because, the Thundercats have been playing a lot of the lower-placed teams here lately and winning tons of games. But for them to all of a sudden play a team that's got more points than them as we start coming down to the playoffs, we figured it might have been a toughie, but the Cats pulled off a 7-3 win last night, and good for them. So we'll have to see how things roll here as we do the wind-up. I think we only got about 10-12 more games left in the season. Not quite sure. So we are coming down to the wire. Anyways, what do we got here? We'll have a quick little blurb on today's Canadian headline for January the 29th. Our first story is from 1990 when Ray Natician is sworn in as Canada's 24th Governor General. He was an MP from Saskatoon West from 74 to 88 and Minister of Justice. And, of course, Ray had a wife, Gerda, son, John, and Canada's first Ukrainian-born senator. There you go. And tragic news on this day in 1946 out of Haiti when the racing schooner Blue Nose sinks after striking a reef off of Haiti built by Smith and Rulandant at Lunenburg, Nova Scotia. It was launched March the 26, 1921, and the ship was invincible in races. She was sold to a Caribbean cargo ship in 1938, or as a Caribbean cargo ship in 1938. And, of course, the Blue Nose is donning a picture of itself right there on the Canadian dime. Of course, there's a Blue Nose, too, now that's been totally rebuilt, and I can say I've had the pleasure of having a sail on that ship. Kind of cool. Here's a good one. This was quite the story in 1995 out of Fredericton, New Brunswick, when New Brunswick Premier Richard Hadfield was found not guilty of possession of marijuana. The drug was discovered in his bag during a royal visit security search on September the 25th, 85, and he claimed it was planted. Good answer. All right, I think what we'll do is we'll start off this next little segment with some Black Keys right here on South Kootenai Radio.
John's sitting on a railroad track. Something's out of whack. Blues this morning, hauling down like hail. Gonna leave a greasy trail. Gonna travel the world is what I'm gonna do. Then come back and see you. All I ever do is struggle and strive. If I don't do anybody any harm, I might make it back home alive. I'm the oldest son of a crazy man. I'm in a cowboy band. Got a pile of sins to pay for and I ain't got time to hide it. I'd walk through a blazing fire, baby, if I knew you was on the other side. Oh, I miss you, little boy. And my happiness is over. The wind is gone, the river's all rise. I loved you then, and ever shall. But there's no one left in town. The world has gone black before. While the world of research has gone berserk, too much paperwork. Albert in the graveyard, Frank is raising hell. I'm beginning to believe what the scriptures tell. I'm going where the Southern Cross is the yellow dog. Get away from these demagogues and his bad luck women stick like glue. It's either one or the other, but neither of the two. She say, look out, daddy, don't want you to tear your pants. You could get wrecked in this dance. They say whiskey'll kill you, but I don't think it will. I'm riding with you to the top of the hill. Oh, I miss you, little boy. And my happiness is over. The wind is gone, the river's on the rise. I love you then, and ever shall. But there's no one left in a town. The world has gone black before my eyes. Don't know why my baby never looks so good before. Don't have to wonder no more. She been cooking all day, gonna take me all night. I can't eat all that stuff in a single bite. The judge is coming in, everybody rise. Lift up your eyes. What you please, you don't need my advice. For you call me any dirty names, you better think twice. Getting light outside, the temperature dropped. I think the rain has stopped. I'm gonna make you come to grips with fate. When I'm through with you, you'll learn to keep your business straight. Oh, I miss you, Nettie Boy. And my happiness is over. Winter's gone, the river's on the rise. I love you then, and ever shall. But there's no one left in a town. The world has gone black before my eyes. The bright spark of the steady lights has dimmed my sights. When you're around me, all my grief gives way. A lifetime with you is like some heavenly day. Everything I've ever known to be right has been proven wrong. I'll be drifting along, The woman of my loving, she rules my heart. No knife could ever cut our love apart. Today I'll stand in faith and raise the voice of praise. The sun is strong, I'm standing in the light. I wish to God that it were night. Oh, I miss you, Lady Moore, and my happiness is o'er. Winter gone, the river's on the rise. I loved you then, and ever shall, but there's no one here left to tell. The world has gone black before my eyes.
I don't know where the toe-tapping songs went to, but that one was a little bit too mellow for the morning show. And I'll really try to turn things up here a notch on the next half hour of the program. Yeah, I was talking about the good Thundercat win last night over the Beaver Valley Nighthawks, both two top teams in their divisions, and of course Preston Valley actually giving Beaver Valley a bit of a knockdown last night. 7-3 was the final score. Gotta love that. But I thought I'd go in and have a look to see just how many games they did have left. And they do have 10, but although they do have an extra one to make up against Fernie because of frozen airlines in the bus there about a month ago when they tried to make the big trek to Fernie. But, the monthly schedule for February is, they got a couple of tough games in there. Not too many. I guess we'll see how it goes. But I'm suspecting the Thundercats are going to come out top of their division once the playoffs begin. Final game of the season will be Saturday, February the 22nd at the Johnny Busick Arena right here in Creston, and then we'll be getting down and dirty with the playoffs. Anyways, I've just had the news crew pop their head in here. They're all looking fresh and shiny with their polyester pants and their pocket protectors, and I guess we better let them have their 4 minutes and 30 seconds of a news update for you, and then we'll get back with some more great music right here on South Kootenai Radio.
my hat, and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat. I said, imagine that. Me working for you. Whoa.
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign.
Blocking out the scenery,
breaking my mind.
Do this, don't do that. Can't you read? Trespassing would be shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and I yelled at the house, hey, what gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in? If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner.
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign.
Blocking out the scenery,
breaking my mind. Membership card to get inside.
Around the plate at the end of it all, I didn't have a penny to pay. So I got me a pen and a paper, and I made up my own little sign. I said, thank you, Lord, for thinking about me. I'm alive, I'm doing fine. Woo!
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign.
Blocking out the scenery,
breaking my mind.
Do this, don't do that.
Are you ready for the most popular segment of the morning show? Everybody tells me they love this day in rock and roll history. So we're going to get on here. We've got a couple of birthdays for January the 29th on this day. The first birthday I have on deck is David Byron, lead singer for Uriah Heep, born on this day in 1947, and one of their big hits, Easy Livin'. Peter McCann was born on this day in 1950, and his big hit, Do You Want to Make Love? Yeah, can't say I know who Peter McCann is. Tommy Ramone, born Thomas Erderly, born in 1952, a drummer for the Ramones. Ton of rockers, didn't they? Yeah. I Want to Be Sedated, etc. All right, the useless trivia throughout the years. We're going to start our first batch of trivia here in 1958 when a band called The Champs releases Tequila, an instrumental that will hit number one by mid-March. The group included sax player Jim Seals and drummer Dash Crofts, who would go on to score several hits in the 70s, including Summer Breeze, as a band called Seals and Crofts. Go figure. 1962, Warner Brothers Records signs Peter, Paul, and Mary to their first record contract. Their self-titled album would stay on the U.S. top 10 for more than 10 months, remaining at the top 20 for 2 years, and did not drop off the Hot 100 album chart until 3.5 years after its release. Their only single to ever make it to number one was 1969's Leaving on a Jet Plane, written by John Denver. Yeah. 1973, Johnny Rivers receives a gold record for his hit, Rockin' Pneumonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. 1977, a band called Rose Royce, the former backing band of the Temptations, went to number one on the U.S. singles chart with their smash hit, Car Wash. That was quite the movie, too, by the way. Yeah. 1983, Men at Work topped the UK and the US singles chart with Down Under. And the UK and US album charts with Business as Usual. This feat had not been accomplished since Rod Stewart did it in 1971. And also in 1983, Stevie Nicks of Fleetwood Mac marries Kim Anderson at her Los Angeles home. They would divorce the following year. Poor Stevie. Yeah. 1996, country superstar Garth Brooks refused to accept his American Award for Favorite Overall Artist, saying that Hootie and the Blowfish had done more for music that year than he did. Okay. And then in 2012, Elton John took another swipe at his pop rival Madonna when asked if he had any advice for her before playing the halftime show at the Super Bowl. Elton replied, "Make sure you lip sync good. Of course, you have to play live, but I don't think you can." Ooh, sounds like Elton and Madonna, they're not the best of friends, perhaps. Anyways, I went looking to play a tune there by the Ramones. I wanted to play one that I couldn't find in the library, but I did find I Want to Be Sedated by Beautiful Joe, a Canadian band, and it's not a bad rendition, so we're going to start off this day in rock and roll history with that tune right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Control. listening to the South Kootenai Radio broadcasting out of Creston Valley. And be sure to tune in at 3 o'clock for the Blues Show. Have a good day.
Start your feet tipping and your toes tapping, because here come the champs.
car wash, yeah.
Woo! Come summer, the work gets kinda hard. This ain't no place to be if you plan on being a star. Let me tell you, it's always cool. And the boss don't mind sometimes if you act the fool at the car wash. Come on, y'all, and sing it for me.
Car wash.
Woo, woo, woo.
Car wash, yeah. Work and work.
Well, those cars never seem to stop coming.
Work and work.
Keep those bags and machines humming.
Work and work.
My fingers to the bone.
Work.
Keep out, I can't wait till it's time to go home.
Hey, get your car.
Okay, a little car wash for you. I know that particular song doesn't really fit into the norm around here at South Kootenai Radio, but I mean, it is rock and roll history, and I like to try to play some of the songs that were around in the day when we bring you the useless trivia here. And of course, that's finishing up our installment with a band there called Rose Royce. And they used to be the former backing band of The Temptations. And that song actually went to number one. Anyway, what else did we have there? We had some Johnny Rivers, Rockin' Pneumonia, and the Boogie Woogie Flu. That particular song becoming a gold hit for Johnny in 1973. And before that, I played a little Tequila by the Champs, kind of a fun little number. And that one going to number one for the band as well in 1958. And then we had a tune, I Want to Be Sedated, by the band Beautiful Joke, a band based out of the Calgary area, actually. And that's an old Ramones tune, co-written by Tommy Ramone, who was born on this day in 1952. Anyways, you stay real close to that radio tomorrow. We're going to have another big installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you at about 8:15 tomorrow morning. Now, currently, we'll have a look at the weather across the country here right now. In the Creston Valley, it's -2. Winds are calm. They're calling for a bit of a skiff of snow here this morning, and mostly cloudy conditions, though. But Environment Canada is saying that we could possibly get 5 centimeters. Ooh. What do we got over on the west coast there? Vancouver's raining and +6. -25 in Yellowknife with some cloudy conditions. -5 in snow in Calgary. -18 with blowing snow in Winnipeg. Toronto sitting at -15 and cloudy. -14 and cloudy in Fredericton. -12 and snowing in Halifax. Geez, she's still a little chilly down east there. Ooh, even Thunder Bay, -20, but they've got a bit of sun. And -18 in St. John's, Newfoundland, with some cloudy conditions. All right, I've got some Dick Dale standing by here. Now, Dick is a bit of a surfer guitar type from, I think the late 50s there. Anyways, and this is a song called A Run for Life, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
East and one flew west. They both God, if silence was gold, I'd be a rich man. What's good for me is good for all. And there's no one out there with an extra credit card or spare change giving me one phone call. I'm no Muhammad. I'm Mother Mary. I'm not Jesus. I'm Reverend Jerry. One flew east and one flew west. Then both flew over the cuckoo's nest.
is just a rock and roll, yeah.
Yeah, I know it's not Friday, but I figured a little bit of AC/DC here to just kind of perk things up a little bit on the morning show would be a bit of a help. Yes, rock and roll ain't noise pollution. Before that, we had Metric, a Canadian artist based out of Toronto, with a song there called Dead Disco. And one of my favorites before Metric, Lee Harvey Osmond, a.k.a. Tom Phillips of Junkos, and Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, and a solo artist as well. And I think Lee Harvey Osmond is his alter ego, I believe. I'm not quite sure what the deal is with that, but it's an album called Quiet Evil that came out in 2009 called Cuckoo's Nest. And, okay, I see, it's already 8:49 here. We've got to get rolling. We've got to slide in our artist highlight today, and I've decided to play Steve Miller today, Fly Like an Eagle, which, of course, will be brought to you by Golden Treasures, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston, the big sponsor of this segment, and, of course, they got their new sign up on the weekend, and is that ever looking sweet? So get on down there, have a look, check out the store. All right, so what can we tell you about Steve Miller's Fly Like an Eagle? It was released in 1976, and he had started to essay his classic sound with the Joker, but 1976 Fly Like an Eagle is where it actually, where Steve took flight, creating his definitive slice of space blues. The key is focus, even on an album as stylishly, self-consciously trippy as this, since the focus brings about the strongest set of songs, both originals and covers, plus a detailed atmospheric production where everything fits. It can still sound fairly dated with those whooshing keyboards and cavernous echoes are certainly of their time, but its essence hasn't aged as Fly Like an Eagle drifts like a cool breeze while Take the Money and Run and Rockin' Me are fiendishly hooky, friendly rockers. So let's get going. We'll start off with the space intro, followed up by Fly Like an Eagle, Take the Money and Run, and Rockin' Me, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Free, I go through the revolution.
There you go, our artist highlight today featuring Steve Miller from the album that contains Rockin' Me, Take the Money and Run, Fly Like an Eagle, and Space Intro. Fly Like an Eagle, the album came out in 1976 and of course brought to you by Golden Treasures located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. Make sure you tune in again tomorrow at about 8:45. We'll have another artist or album highlight for you. All right, that is the morning show for today, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. Always nice to see a bunch of listeners tuned in, and don't forget, we've got a Facebook page there for you. Just do a search for South Kootenai Radio on Facebook. We have a bunch of useless stuff on there, as well as our website, theskr.com, where we have podcasts you can download and other interesting items, as well as our program schedule. I do have an updated newscast standing by here, and I hope I'm correct on that, but I'm pretty sure I am. I was digging around there trying to fix things up, so that'll finish off today's show, and then we'll, right after the 4 minutes and 30 seconds of news. Although the funny thing is, it's saying that the news is 0 minutes long. So I might hit play and it might not play at all. But anyways, we do have lots of great music on right after as we run 24/7 here. So have a great day, everyone. We'll catch you all on the flip side.